Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So how does homework play out in your house? Is it a battle of wits, or is your child keen to get pen to paper? Do you think they get too much extra schoolwork, or not enough? And how do you balance it with everything else going on, what with work, after school clubs, football matches, dance classes, music practice, seeing relatives? Welcome back to Brummie Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author and mum. I launched Brummie Mummies as a community for families to help people to connect both online and in person. Today we're talking all things homework with Jamie Barton, who is head of school for the Jewellery Quarter Academy. He told us that doing homework can actually improve a child's progress by as much as 5 months. Oh, and he said that teachers can always tell when parents have done their child's work for them. This was recorded as part of a Facebook live stream, which you can watch again on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page. Hello, welcome to our live chat today. We're joined by Jamie Barton, who is head of school at the Jewellery Quarter Academy. Thank you for joining us today, Jamie. We're talking all things homework, and I know homework is an issue that lots of families struggle with. So first off, why do children have to do it?
I think it's an important part of the learning process. It enables students to really grasp some key concepts, and all the research points to homework making such a difference. It can be up to as much as 5 months learning, and all of the evidence and the research from particularly from the Education Endowment Foundation talks about adding value to students' progress and students' learning. So homework's a really important part of that process.
So I mean, 5 months is a lot, isn't it? So why is it so beneficial to do that work at home as well as at school?
Well, it's two things. I think it's the extra time. I think it allows us to not just consolidate what's been taught in class and really reinforce that, but also potentially to stretch and challenge students even more with research and with particular extra tasks around key topics of their learning. And of course, nothing makes more of a difference than mastering key concepts, particularly in English and maths as well. So I think it not just in terms of supporting students to really cement their learning in the classroom, but also stretching them as much as possible. That's why it adds so much value.
Now, I know you've put together a new homework plan at Jewellery Quarter Academy, and I was particularly interested to hear that you'd involve parents and pupils in that as well whilst you were putting it together. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Absolutely. So we always take feedback from parents and from students, and whether that's in our Termly symposium or in our Termly surveys, parents and students are actively encouraged to get involved in some of the decisions that we make around the Academy's development. We're a core school, and one of our core values is collaboration, and that means working as a team. And for us, one of the biggest things that parents had spoken to us about was about balance of homework and how much or how little they got. So what we tried to do was create a really equitable homework timetable that enabled frequency of homework to be set, a clarity of when it's handed in. And I think that's important as well, that there is clarity around that. And also being really clear about why that homework is important and what it links to in terms of what students are learning in the classroom. And that homework timetable is shared widely on our website. It's on our app as well, which we communicate with parents and students. It's a really good platform that we use to communicate to parents and students. And so parents can access this at any time and see it. And I think that clarity does help. Every student has a planner at Jewellery Quarter Academy, and students are encouraged and expected to write their homework for that day when it's set in the planner and when it's due in as well. So we're really trying to build those habits of organisation and self-organisation and working to deadlines as well, which are really important habits for the future. But I think the other part of that is giving parents the confidence to be able to support their child with their learning. So we have some documents that we've produced that each subject produces every half term. And these are called home learning collaboration documents. These documents help parents to really understand the topics that their child is learning in class, and give parents the confidence to be able to explore key knowledge, key concepts, work with their child to test them on definitions of key words and build that vocabulary skills with their child. And I think the most exciting aspect of it is the family learning opportunities as well. So we give parents and students links to maybe YouTube videos that can further stretch and spark some level of curiosity in them around a topic. But I think the thing that I enjoy the most around these documents is that they sometimes give very interesting opportunities for families to do activities together. For example, if you were learning about the Romans in history, we might recommend going to war, the ancient Roman site, or we might recommend if there's a particular artist you're learning about in art, if there's an exhibition in one of the local galleries, to do that and go and see some of the work.
That's a really good idea. Really brings it to life.
It brings people together in that way, and I think that it encourages families to do activities together, which I think is a really, really important part of any childhood.
Yes, absolutely. So what do you do as a teacher if you have a child who's reluctant to do homework?
I think it's about support, and it's working in collaboration, I think, with parents and with carers, and encouragement. I think the best thing that we can do as educators is to show students the value of how much homework can support them to be successful in the future. And I think that's an interesting conversation to have, because once students realise how much difference it can make to their progress and to their learning and ultimately to their outcomes, it becomes a conversation that they very much engage with. And I think at every step of the way, it's important to engage parents in that. I think with that sense of collaboration, the team around the child becomes important in encouraging them to be able to see the benefits of working at home for just that extra period of time.
I think one thing you mentioned there with the app and the planner is organisation. So how can parents help children to be more organised with their homework? I think that's particularly striking, isn't it, when children first start secondary school. They can find it quite overwhelming, can't they, and find that they're not getting very organised with their homework at all.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a bit of a culture shock. I think that transition from primary to secondary is really important in terms of setting those habits up. I think there's three things I'd say about for parents in terms of that. I think it's about providing the right environment and providing a space where students can and their children can do the work. And I think it's about providing encouragement, which will ultimately motivate and support. But I also think it's about providing expectations as well. And I think that can be sometimes the most challenging aspect for parents in order to be able to expect. I know I'm a parent of three children, and my expectations are that they do their homework when it's set and they hand it in when the deadline. And I think it's about checking, and it's about almost being so involved in that process of looking through your child's planner, knowing what homework they've got and expecting them and encouraging and providing the environment for them to complete it.
Yeah. So you would expect a kind of an involvement all the way through rather than a kind of a trust that they would get it done themselves.
Yeah. I think that comes over time, Zoe. I think the you talked about the organisational aspect. I think we have to deliberately teach that and support that. I mean, young people make mistakes, young people don't know everything, and we as adults have a duty and a responsibility to show them the way. And I think that comes from, certainly from my experience in parenting, I find that it's not natural sometimes for people to be organized in that way, and I think we have to support them with that, and that's our role in order to be able to do that in the first instance. And I think As our expectations are there and the encouragement is there as well, and that it becomes something that becomes habit. The more that students become accustomed to it.
It's quite nice if it's something they develop themselves as well, isn't it? I know with my son, he kind of was, I kept saying, do it, and he wasn't doing it. So I thought, well, I'll leave him and for a week and see what happens. And he got very overwhelmed. And then we sat down and said, should we not let that happen again? And he's been organised since. So that was quite useful, really. But he had to kind of almost learn the hard way.
Yeah. The other thing I'll say about that is it comes down to expertise as well. And I think sometimes we might not have the confidence to be able to do the really challenging maths homework and I think that's where you've got to work with school. And I think you've got to work with school in order to be able to see what levels of support that they want you to provide and that you can provide. And that's why I think that the approach that we've taken at Jewellery Course for Academy, where we've got a really clear set of vocabulary that is there and defined for parents. So that it's very easy for me to pick up a document and say, tell me what the word hue means in your art learning, and the child can say that, and I can know whether that's right or wrong. And I think that's a good way to do it. So I think working with school to in partnership is a really important part of the process.
And it helps us to look like what we know what we're doing as parents.
Yeah.
Great. Can you tell me, if you're able to tell if a parent has done their children's homework, because that happens sometimes, doesn't it? And what is the impact of that on a child?
Yeah, I mean, from personal experience, I know that certainly in Key Stage One, in the lower primary school, when my daughter would have had to have made models, it was very very tempting for Mrs. Barton to look at that and support with that in a way that maybe might not have showcased my daughter's best work. But I think that is the temptation. The temptation is just to make sure that we want them to do the best that they can, but ultimately we want them for it to be their own work. So I think support and encouragement, and like I said, providing the resources, providing the environment, you can tell really when it's the parents' work, and I think that's important. But we're not doing our children any favors when we do that. We're essentially making it more difficult in the future for them. So I think we have to be mindful of the fact that we should provide the environment, we should provide the resources. The encouragement is really important, and the expectation that they hand it in. But trust me, the teachers can tell when it's not the child's own work.
I can imagine that. So how much help should we give? You know, should we correct spellings if they are not right, or correct grammar? Or should that be left so that the teacher can actually see where they're going wrong?
I think, again, it depends on what school's processes are. I think the important thing is that people work with the school. If there is a sense of written work in particular, that homework, and I think there should be an expectation that parents have of the school that homework should be marked and should be corrected in that way. And I think it comes down to sometimes parental confidence in that. If we feel confident to be able to support in that way, but again, it's with encouragement. For me, I think it depends on the school's policies. What I'd say to parents is work with the school that your child goes to, and find out whether the expectation would be that work would be corrected. Because I think it's important that you have a dialogue around that.
What should a parent do if their child is struggling with their homework, actually with the nuts and bolts of it, or the motivation to do it?
It's tough, and that can be really challenging. I think some students definitely might have some barriers to completing homework. I think that the key thing is to work with the school. The key thing is to get in touch with the people around your child, the pastoral team, the subject teachers, and the people that can really support your child with the completion of that. And I think that dialogue is just so important. Building those relationships with the school, so that you feel confident that you can do your part at home, you're feeling confident that they're doing their part at school by setting the homework. I think sometimes in previous experience, I think the biggest barrier that we faced with homework was that parents would always say to me that not enough was being set. And I think that that's where, again, the dialogue is about finding the balance. So I think the best advice that I can give is it's all about building that relationship with the school and the people at the school who can support your child in order to have that team around the child that ultimately just wants the best for them.
So you don't mind receiving emails from us parents?
No, absolutely welcome it. I think it's a really important part of the process, and I think it can't exist. Success doesn't exist in isolation without that team. And so I firmly believe in that concept of parents and the school in partnership in order to have the interest of the child at heart. We want what's best for us. We all want what's best for our children. And the only by talking to each other can we make that happen.
So how much homework do you think a child should be having in the different year groups? So maybe a child at the end of primary school in year 6 and then going into year 7. And how does that compare to the year 8, 9, 10, 11?
I think it depends. And I think it depends on what the scope of the homework is. And I think what learning is taking place in each subject as well. So I think, again, I don't think there's any set hours and numbers and times that I would probably say is has to happen across the curriculum. What I'd say is talk to the school and find that try and strike that balance. Because I know that when my children have had homework in the past and it's taken a long time, that can provide provide stress at home for the child and for the parents as well. So I think I'd be kind of saying to parents, try and speak to the school and try and get involved in striking that balance so that it works for all parties involved. And of course, as students progress up the school, and certainly when they approach exam years, you'd be expecting there to be more and more work done at home in order to be able to support their progress and their outcomes in GCSEs or in other subjects, in vocational subjects. So I think it's important that you do maintain that dialogue with school and that you talk to them. And if you're seeing too much and that's causing undue stress, again, talk to the school. If you're seeing not enough, talk to the school. I think it's important that relationship is the firm foundation for every child's success.
So if one parent is finding that it's too much for their children, for their child, and then another parent in the same class is finding that there's not enough, would the homework possibly be tailored, or how would you resolve that? Because I think we see that sometimes across schools as well, when we're talking to friends, that you know, one parent will say, oh, my child gets loads and loads of homework, and the other parent says, mine hardly does any. That doesn't, you know, it doesn't always seem to be quite equal.
It depends on parents' expectations, I think, and that's why I think it's important that there's clarity around the amount of homework that's set. But of course, as a parent, there's nothing to put contacting the your child's teacher and the school itself and saying, I'd like some additional. We certainly have parents that do that at Jewellery Quarter Academy and request additional work for their child because they want to stretch them even more. And that's a very admirable and commendable thing to do. And if they feel confident in doing that, I'd certainly say, yes, of course we can accommodate. Good teaching is about making sure that that students get what they need, and actually, who's best to know what their child needs? It's parents. And so I think again, it's about making sure that dialogue is there and that relationship is there, and it has to be a constant dialogue, because I feel like the team around the child is just so important, and parents and school working together in partnership is what's going to make the difference.
And so is that the same if you perhaps feel that there's too much homework, that you maybe look at what the issues are, what's going on there really?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it works both ways. I think if there's too much or too little, it's about building that dialogue and having that relationship. So if you feel there's too much, maybe the school can offer some sense of support and some strategies to be able to help to work through that efficiently. It might be that the student requires a bit more support or requires a homework set in a slightly different way. I know that Previously, we had a lot of homework that was set online, and we found that some students couldn't access, and so we differentiated and produced different materials and resources for that child. And that was, again, only through working through with parents, where parents have said, actually, my child needs this because it helps them to learn in this particular way. But again, that comes through that discussion and that dialogue and that collaboration.
Do you think it's possible sometimes for parents to push too hard and actually cause their child to switch off from a subject?
I think it can be. It can be. It's a very delicate balance, and that's why I think that central to all of it is that encouragement. But I think we know that motivating our children can be quite challenging within the realms of modern life. I mean, there's so many distractions for children nowadays with screens and devices, and I know as a parent firsthand how challenging that can be. But I feel like it, again, talking to the school will enable that support. But not putting undue pressure on your child in order to be able to support them is equally as important, because that pressure can cause children to crumble. And can really knock confidence as well. So I think, again, if you're finding that, seek support from the school, and they will be able to give you some really good tips and pointers and advice about what the balance and how you strike that balance.
So do you think if a child's fairly motivated and they're doing quite well at school, is it fine for parents to leave them to it?
I still think you've got to have that sense of expectation. And I think that's important. Leaving them to it, I think for me, it's about checking sometimes. So I know that with my son, he's trundling along nicely with his homework. But I'm still going to go and check and make sure that he's got it all done and ready, and his bag's packed for tomorrow. So I think I talked about the three E's: the environment, encouragement, but also expectations about checking in and checking up and just making sure that everything's ready. And I think those check-ins, I think once you've built those habits of getting into routines, I think the routines are so important. The routines are absolutely pivotal. So one thing I would say in terms of a great piece of advice around that sense of expectations is get your child into that routine of an evening, whether it's dinner time, then homework, then teeth, and then bed. And whether there's anything in between of breaks and reading, I think it's just so important as well, just before bedtime. But I think the routine habit, and the kind of sense of routines and building those habits is important, and that then enables you to have that ability to go and check in regularly and make sure that they're up to where you want them to be up to within the routine.
And is that not always straight from school? Do you think sometimes they need a little break before they start homework?
Yeah, I think, well, you see more and more schools putting after school clubs on. I think that's important as well. So, balance seems to be a theme of this discussion. But I think the balance is really important because for me, I know that we've got a very extensive after school program at Jewellery Quarter, where students are encouraged to do art, drama, physical activities like sports and basketball, and they compete against other schools as well in sports. And so I think sometimes having that balance of a break or some physical activity before they settle down, hopefully the parents are able to be able to provide with the environment, a quiet space to complete their reading or to complete their written homework. And then to continue with the nightly routine, I think is really important. I find that, so I think like many parents, lockdown and different aspects of that probably did disrupt some of the routines that are normally in play. And I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I'd give to any parents who are interested in making sure their child completes all their homework is to have it as part of an evening routine.
I think, as you say, it's balance though, isn't it? Because often children have got external clubs and activities that they're going to as well, aren't they? And it's if they're kind of a member of a football team, or they're into music, or they go to dance lessons, there's a lot of other kind of pressures on them, aren't there? And that doesn't always fit in with homework timetables, does it?
No, and I think the balance is important. But I mean, I'd also say that making sure that they've got that environment, TVs off, you know, table to sit at, nice quiet space, they're not going to be disturbed. That's one of the best things that we can do and provide as a parent, is that space and that time for them to be able to concentrate. And I think the balance is also important. You know, you don't want to be right on their shoulder. Sometimes I think it's important for them to tackle it on their own, and for you to check in and just check to make sure, do you understand that? Is there anything I can help you with? Have you got any questions about that? I think those are great ways to be able to approach students doing homework and completing it successfully.
So I have to ask you, what are some of the best excuses you've heard for not handing in homework?
The old classics, the dog. We did actually have a dog ate it. That was the classic one. But yeah, you know, nothing that you haven't heard before. I think the importance is for us as teachers to insist upon the completion of it and flag up when it's not completed to parents, and to help them to understand how important it is. And I do go back to that 5 months of progress. It does add so much value to students' learning. And I think the clamour for homework for this policy to be in place, a dual recorder, and I'm really thankful to parents for bringing that sharply into focus for us, has enabled us to be able to really reflect on the approaches that we've taken to it. And actually, I think that's been really beneficial, because it's what works for all parties involved, and it's helped us to really bridge that divide between the classroom and the living room, and really think about how we can make sure that the topics that they're learning in the classroom are reinforced successfully by parents, and to eliminate the excuses then. And I think that's really a really good way to think about it, is that if the more you involve parents and the more that you talk to the school, it removes the possibility of excuses and for students, and it keeps everyone involved in the child's learning.
So what do you do if a child consistently fails to hand in their homework?
Well, we have a process in place where we flag that up, and we have a very strong pastoral team and system at the school, and the pastoral team will make contact with parents and try and remove those barriers and explore why it is that is the case. Maybe it might be that they don't have an environment to do it in. Maybe the parents were unaware of the homework timetable. It could come down to organisation. It could come down to resources. And what we try and do is provide guidance and advice, and sometimes provide resources potentially as well, to support that. And I know that we've got a wonderful group of TAs at Dual Recorder as well, who will support students with particular needs to help them. And I know I'm teaching French, and I have some students that TAs have requested the homework for, in order to be able to support them with that as well. So I think, again, it comes down to support, guidance, dialogue. I think the punitive approaches are not something that work in that way, because we want to make sure that we remove the barriers. And I think that's a really important aspect of it.
So does your plan include subject departments talking to each other to make sure that children aren't overloaded with lots of different homework on the same night?
Yeah, well, it was overseen by a senior leader and assistant head teacher, who put the timetable together in consultation and in dialogue with all of the subject leaders at the school. And that it worked out in the way that he looked at each year group's timetable, and he worked with the subject leaders to try and work out what would be the most appropriate day to set homework on and to collect, depending on what the timetable said they had on that day. The overloading kind of, it's almost on a weekly basis in terms of its regularity and frequency. So it kind of encourages students to do it on the night and then hand it in the following week. But I think where we find it challenging is where students might leave lots of things to the last minute, as we know that students have a habit of doing. And as we know that as adults, we unfortunately sometimes have a habit of doing as well. And so I think it's about working together to try and make sure that that they understand that leaving things to the last minute just makes them more overloaded, and it gets them into the habit of doing things as they're set and having clear deadlines for each one. Mr. Knott, the assistant head teacher at the school, was very clear in making sure that there was balance and equitability around the frequency and the homework that was set on a day-to-day basis. And that went through a number of filters and lenses, not just at the subject teacher's level and the subject leader's level, but also at senior level as well, where we went through and said, well, okay, well, if I was a year eight student and I got this amount of homework and I had to hand it in here, would that make me stressed, and would that support me? So we almost put ourselves into the perspective of the students, and I think that's always a good thing to do. And again, I'd say that was good planning and good teaching, is to put yourself into the perspective and into the student's shoes, so that you can understand what their experience is going to be around anything that you do in terms of school improvement.
That's a really good idea. One thing we found, because we have a similar app at our school, we found that it's best, obviously, for them to look at the homework set straight away, because they have a tendency to say, oh, it's not due in until a week's time. I'll look at it the night before. And then they've been clicking on it and finding it's 3 hours worth of work rather than half an hour that they were thinking. So we kind of learned that, you know, that needs to be addressed earlier on in the week. And it's just little things like that, isn't it, that I think you can help with as a parent.
It is. And I think it's getting, from our perspective, it's getting students into routine. I know in French, for example, it's about learning the vocabulary. The homework is all about learning. And that's something you can do together. And it's something that I see students doing at break times. And I probably would anticipate that parents would do with their children at home. And that vocabulary then comes into play in the next lesson when they are going to use that vocabulary. So, for example, I've just set my year seven French group a homework about sport and learning the words around sport. And they know that next week on Wednesday, when it's due in, they will have a lesson that is geared around the topic of sport and hobbies. And so it gives them, if they've done their homework, which I'm assuming that they all will, and they will then have confidence in the lesson to be able to use those words. And I think that's where they see the sequencing of homework and the relevance of homework to their learning. Because I think what sometimes I think is it can be very frustrating as parents is when you think that the homework's set for homework's sake. And there's no connectivity between what they're doing in the classroom and the relevance of what that means at home as well. So what we've tried to do is connect it all up, so that the sequencing and the relevancy of it is really important, and so students and parents see the value of it as well, rather than just have it as an add-on and a random task that's done around a topic. We try to make it really meaningful, and I think that's important.
And how important is reading for secondary school children? I think it's something that you kind of do with your child when they're at primary school, and it's maybe not set as homework for secondary school children. How important is it for them to read every evening?
Yeah, I think you can't ever underestimate the value of reading. When I first became head at JQA, we wanted to have a real drive, as we all are doing in the core family of schools, on reading and promoting reading and ensuring students have access to books and supporting students with some of the lowest reading ages. And I think that's important. What we've tried to do here is make sure that we have we give every student access to books. So every student has filled in an application form to join Birmingham Libraries. We've got the wonderful Library of Birmingham down the road, and we want all of our students to be able to enjoy and access that. We have the little libraries and another library as well, where students can take books out and take books home, and we have 60 minutes of guided reading a week at school in the mornings as well, and that really shows just how important and how much value we place on it. And how we think it's absolutely fundamental to students' progress in class as well, and in lessons we're trying to make sure that all students are encouraged to read out loud with different texts that are suitable for their reading ages, and also we're trying to develop students' vocabulary as well. And I think reading And if you look at some of our students that are really progressing well, it's because they read, and it's because they take books home for pleasure and they review those books. And we've got a couple of spaces in our planner where we've got a section called Read for Success, where students can document and write down the different books that they've read, and they can have a conversation with their form tutor. And they earn merits for the books that they've read and written sentences about. And I think a student on the gate last week showed me that she'd read the required amount of books to get the head teacher merit as well. So it's something that is just so important, because it really helps students to understand about sentence structure, and it improves every subject. It develops their vocabulary. It enables them to be able to become really literate citizens as well when they're older, and I think nonfiction is as important as fiction as well, and actually nonfiction reading can really spark students' interests around topics. And my son's currently reading as part of his regular reading at primary school about ancient civilizations, and he's now very interested in that as a topic, and he's asking a lot of questions around it, and I know it sparked some sense of curiosity in him around what it is that happened in Babylon or Sumeria, and he's very very he wants to find out more about that, and that's a good thing, because it's going to take him down other avenues of research and learning, and that's going to be fundamental for his development.
Yes, that is the joy of reading, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So I know you said it equates to 5 months progress for homework. How does that equate to a GCSE grade? Can you see homework making an actual difference to their overall GCSE grade?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like to put a figure on it, but I feel that the benefits are quite clear in that the more time you spend doing something, the better at it you're going to be. And when you see students mastering concepts at home, practicing key vocabulary, practicing exam questions as well, which I think, and then getting feedback on them. I think feedback's so important on that as well. And then getting feedback on them, it really does make a huge difference. And the most successful students are the ones that spend the most time mastering those concepts, and those concepts that are going to count in their Key Stage 4 exams.
And is there a way that parents can make homework kind of fun and rewarding? Is there more that we can do as parents to kind of give children those incentives?
Well, I've seen in the past merit charts and stickers and we've certainly used those. I think that's a good. I thought about encouragement. It's about providing that positive reinforcement around the expectations that you've got. There's a great phrase, you reward what you want to see repeated. So speak to your child about homework. I know that I regularly speak to my youngest about her spellings and what the results were of those spellings. And if they're great, she'll get an extra treat. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that really shows how much value you place on learning and on academic progress. And I think from my perspective as a parent, that has been beneficial, because it's enabled us to be able and the children to see just how much value and how much how important it is that they do complete their work, and how that it's completed to a good standard as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really useful and really interesting.
No, thank you, Zoe. Thank you for having me on.
It's good to get a greater understanding of the role that we can play as parents in our child's school life, and that it's fine for us to get in touch with teachers to see what we can do to make things better too. Pick up more tips and ideas from Jamie on our Brummie Mummies Facebook page and on the Birmingham Live website. You can download or stream the podcast on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Be sure to follow our Brummie Mummies Facebook page for lots more family information. And whilst there, sign up for our free newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode. See you next time.